this update from the Canadian Press. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says he won't be ordering the Mounties to end rail blockades, a stand that's in stark contrast to Conservative leader Andrew Scheer, who wants an immediate end to the blockades. A group of women who have filed a class action lawsuit against Canadian clothing mogul Peter Nygaard say he used his companies to lure girls and women with false promises of lucrative modeling opportunities. They say that's when he sexually assaulted them. None of the claims by the 10 women have been proven in court, and no criminal charges have been filed. World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says a team of 12 international experts is expected to reach China this weekend. The WHO-led mission includes a similar number of experts from China who will work to fight the new coronavirus. And a Florida man is upset that he can't bring a life-sized cardboard cutout of U.S. President Donald Trump to his kidney dialysis treatments for emotional support. From the Canadian Press, I'm Emily Javesky.
Okay, we'll talk about that a little bit later on that last little story. Check out the old hot weather. It's going to be looking for a high of minus 7 this afternoon. Hopefully we'll hit it. Saturday, minus 2, mix of sun and clouds. Sunday, 40% chance of flurries. Tonight, getting down to minus 16 overnight. But right now, downtown Hamilton, it's minus 10 with a balmy minus 15 with the wind chill. But it's still cold. Hey, it's the 3 o'clock portion of Steel City Music here on The Hawk. I'm your friend Gunner here, interviewing people, spinning tunes, taking requests, all the other fun stuff. If you have a request, 905-575, what's that number? Yeah, 1628. There you go. Give us a call. If I got it, I'll spin it for you. Yeah, emotional support cutout of Donald Trump as you're going into surgery. Was that legit? Did I hear that correct? Good gravy. World's getting a little bit weirder. Let's do, and then this is the next set of music. 3:30, we'll do an encore version of 3 for 30 with Max Ray. We'll spin that. Jim Morrison with the UCP Berlin cover of Kathy song, Simon and Garfunkel, from Alan Isakoff, Gregory Alan Isakoff, and what is that other dude's name? I can never remember his name right away. It really bothers me. Passenger? Yeah, that's what it is. But first, Magical Clowns Downtown on Steel City Music.
Cause we're going downtown. Thank you. From the edge of the Niagara Escarpment, this is The Hawk, 101.5 FM, Hamilton's alternative.
I'm not trying to go to bed with you. I just want to make up in my car. And though I'm dying to fall in love with you, I just want to make up in my car. Love come to me, sprouting like the living tree, splendid in the stream of living water, driven like the sun, commissioned by the Holy One, illuminating peace above the altar. I'm not trying to go to bed with you, I just want to make out in my car. And though I'm dying to fall in love with you, I just want to make out in my car. Love come to me, empowered by the living dream, sacred as the sign of our sensation, burning like the sun, considered by the Holy One, glorious in the feast of our creation. I'm not trying to,
I'm not trying to
go to bed with you,
I just wanna make out in my car.
And though I'm dying to,
I'm dying to
fall in love with you,
I just wanna make out.
Thank you.
A little bit of dad rock there for you. 325 and change right now. Gunner here, Steel City Music on the Hawk, and you heard the track Saint Cecilia from the Foo Fighters. And before that, Indian Summer, the UCP Berlin remix with Jim Morrison and also Gregory Alan Isaacoff and Passenger doing the great Simon and Garfunkel song, Kathy's Clown, and I slipped in a Sufjan Stevens song as well. We got our encore from 3 for 30 featuring Max Ray. We'll do it at 3:30, but right now we're going to get to some Idlewild for you, a modern way of letting go for y'all, you rocking Scots out there.
Listening to The Hawk, 101.5 FM, broadcasting from Mohawk College in Hamilton, Ontario.
Welcome to another edition of the 3 for 30 here on Steel City Music. My special guest on this episode is a singer-songwriter out of Hamilton, Ontario, a longtime friend. He was the host of the Kitchen Sessions at the old Indie 101, which was a great show interviewing some of the local and touring artists from across Canada that would come into the station and sit down with Max and some of the radio students and have a chat. So Max is also a former, how you say in your language?
Music student.
Music student here at Mohawk College. And you were also on-air personality at C101 and Indie 101. Welcome to the show, buddy.
Well, thank you for having me. It's nice to see you. Outside of a bar.
Well, thank you. That's great. Let the listeners know we both have a problem.
I'm setting a precedent of our friendship.
Okay, that's fine. The last time we got together.
And the time before that.
Yeah, that's right. We got to stop doing that. Okay, so anyway, I've explained the show to you before, but I will explain it one more time.
Hit me with it.
Three songs. Any genre that is something special to you and it invokes a memory when you hear them. Could be good, could be positive, could be bad. What three artists do you have this afternoon?
So three artists. We'll talk about the songs individually as we go. But the three artists I'm going to go with is the Bare Naked Ladies.
Okay.
Off the Gordon record.
All right.
I'm going to go with Greg Allman from the Allman Brothers and Stevie Wonder.
All right. And who are we going to start with?
We're going to go with the Bare Naked Ladies.
The Bare Naked Ladies, the Gordon album. Is that the one where they're all like jumping around in shorts and have goatees and stuff?
Pretty much. Early 90s understanding, you can just huck it in.
Okay. How old were you in the early 90s?
86 I was born. So if this came out in 1990, which I could be wrong about, I'm going to say I was four when this came out. The exact right time to thoroughly appreciate if I had $1 million.
Okay.
It's not the song I'm picking.
But?
But it's, you know, there's fun references to green dresses. There's, you know, little kind of kitschy things that you can get. And who doesn't like a little bit of craft dinner, you know?
So that's a great line. What? So why? What song are you going to that means something special to you?
I'm going to go with Hello City. The first song off the record,
okay.
Because the intro that pulls in just kind of leads the way for everything else. Honestly, I think this is one of the greatest Canadian records and one of the greatest records of all time. It's put together song to song. It's great. But more importantly to me, it was the first step into music. I adamantly remember sitting in the car with my dad with If I Had $1 million playing, and we pulled into our parking spot at home and just sat in the car and waited till it ended. We're not getting out of the car until this ends,
yeah.
Right? And the connection through this has been the beginning of my musical career, the beginning of my enjoyment of music all the way through to now. It's still something I throw on from time to time, and it just, you hear different things, you get different things out of it, but it's always just been a really heavy, connected CD and songs to me.
So that started you on your way to liking music.
Yeah, it's the first moment of enjoyment. It's the first going, this is a little different, or going, instead of just being random things on the radio, it was the first thing I could sing along to, or the first thing that kind of clicked. I remember being in a grocery store and counting 1, 2, 3, 4, and some lady just looked back and was smiled.
Right.
You know, so it's your first kind of tie into a lot of different things for music, kid.
Oh, okay. So, and that was a connection you made with your father early on as a child as well.
Yeah, my dad is all of it, kind of musically for me. Just the start of the beginning of it, to try this, listen to this. Who? What song is that? Can you name this artist? Can you name?
Oh, so your dad really, really pushed to the not pushed the music on you, but he saw that you saw something in
pushed
it.
Pushed is correct.
Oh no! Oh, yeah. Did he? Okay.
Oh yeah, I would not be anything that I am now, whatever that means, without him, without his enjoyment of it, without his questioning of it, without his seeing his own musical journey where he ended up heavy into the blues by the end, really into the Allman Brothers. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
But yeah, he was definitely this definitive part on taking a look at it and making sure that it matters, making sure that it is something that was equally important to me, that is equally important to him. And, you know, every car ride, we'd, you know, hand a stack of CDs and we'd go through things and go, why does this matter? And try this. Yeah, I hate that. Yeah, what about this? And then I would get him to a point where, you know, we're playing Blink-182 and he would turn some of it off. That means you win as a teenager, you know? That means you get to that point. But no, he was really kind of this main point in my life to decide that art and music and things outside of finance and money and X, Y, and Z matter.
That's great that someone will, a parental unit or someone of authority figure will see something in you that you really enjoy and help you along the way.
And it, you know, it ties into the music lessons at the beginning were important. I don't care what you do. I don't care what you pick, but you're going to do a sport and you're going to do music. And we're going to see that. I don't know how my sister opted out of all of it.
Oh,
she took piano lessons and went, I'm done.
But later went on to be a taekwondo champion of Hamilton.
Oh, yeah. She's fantastic.
Does she take taekwondo? Am I taking a shot here?
You were making things up, but the kids are now in taekwondo. So you just jumped a generation.
Wow. That's crazy. All right. Well, why don't we spin the track right now?
All right.
And what's it called again?
This is Hello City by the Bare Naked Ladies.
Here on the 3 for 30.
Hello City. Hey, another night at the palace. There is nothing else to do. Oh, the same people, the same drinks and the same music, the same quicksand. I think this harbor town is waist deep and sing it fast. Hello City, you found an enemy in me. Oh, 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 oh. Hello City, Hello City, hey. Hello City.
drinking night at the warehouse, and my mock turtleneck just reeks.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
From the liquor room up to the change room to the doom and gloom of the hotel room, I think this seaside beer hall should sink into the bay. Hello, city, you found an enemy in me.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Hello, city.
Hello, city. Hello, city.
Maybe I'll cut you to bad time. Maybe I should call you back next week. Maybe half the fault is mine that the sun didn't shine off Barrington Street.
It's 3 o'clock in the morning, and I'm hungry, so let's eat.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Climbed down 3 flights to the streetlights, and the bar fights were just taking in the sights. I hope tomorrow that I wake up in my own bed. Hello, city.
Okay, so we just heard the Bare Naked Ladies track, and what is the next artist?
So it's Greg Allman from the Allman Brothers with the Allman Brothers backing. So he wrote it. This is Soul Shine.
Mm-hmm.
So this sucks. We're, you know, you've lost your dad in the last year and a half. Was it two years?
Yeah, I lost my father 2018.
Yeah. I lost my dad in December of last year.
Right.
The difficult thing with this is so he got cancer about 5 years ago, and that whole thing really sent me down a path of trying to figure out what my life was about and kind of pulling back from a lot of things and pulling back from a lot of people and just trying to figure out, you know, I didn't have a lot of people die in my life.
Well, how do you know how to react, you know, anyway? Like you just can't.
And I'm the type of person that when I figure something out, I withdraw.
Sure.
You know that. I've disappeared several times in our relationship.
But everyone does that, though. They all pull back.
So, you know, ideally the story is he had some stomach pains a couple times. He took an urgent care. They sent him back home. A couple weeks later, the same stomach pains come back up. And it's 6 in the morning, and we're sitting there, and a doctor comes up and goes, "So no one's told you that you've had cancer?"
Right.
And that's kind of when my life changed. And, you know, you start realizing that not everything is going to be there forever. And then I lost my grandmother really quickly after that.
Sure.
And my aunt got sick and my brother-in-law's parents and just a wash of everything. So I got nihilistic. I got dark. I pulled back. I didn't necessarily see the point in singing love songs on stage because I don't necessarily agree with that at that point anymore.
Sure.
You know, you realize that, you know, and I got dark. I got weird. I got sad. And I kind of pulled away from the music thing because, again, it's so tied to him.
Yeah. Yeah. And that was your he's the guy who, as you just said earlier, he's the guy who said, here's this. Do you like this?
Yeah.
The direction, that kind of thing. So, yeah, I understand. Sure.
And then you get to the point where I still got to play. Still got to be on stage. And then I started hating the audience and started pulling away and started doing things for myself and started being more self-destructive and more self-destructive. But ideally, this was kind of his wish, was for me to play this at the memorial or the funeral.
Oh, really?
This was the song for him to connect, and I couldn't do it.
Right. Well, that's kind of a heavy
it's a heavy ask.
Yeah, it is. It's a heavy ask on anyone. It's that's a hard one.
And I've been asked to sing at families' funerals before and weddings and blah 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 blah. It was too much.
Sure.
And I do feel, you know, bad that I didn't do it. But, I mean, I understand that, you know, if he was around, he would understand. But this song is the one that he always just – it for some reason, you know?
Yeah.
For all the blues he listened to, for all the stuff he listened through his life, this was the one to him that connected the most. It's
that this was his song.
Yeah. And even though it wasn't something that he was playing all the time or listening to all the time, I think it was something that contained a bit of his ethos.
Right, right.
Something that contained a lot of what he thought I needed out of it.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest, I still haven't listened to it.
Well, it's...
I have the chords even written down,
yeah,
and I can't take a look at playing them.
Yeah.
So this is my step into listening to this. This is my step into starting to play this. This is my step into starting to play again.
Right.
This is my step into starting to be a bit of myself again, because I think it's time.
Yeah. Well, that's – you know what? I'm glad that you're doing it. I think anyone who listens to this is glad that you're doing something like this, that you are stepping back into something more positive. I mean, you've taken on so much negativity in regards to what you thought you wanted out of life, what other people think that you should be doing, and having your mentor, you know,
yeah,
pulled out from you, it's totally logical that you would act this way and to pull back from everybody. But I think it's nice that you acknowledge that this was your father's song,
mm-hmm,
right? And I think we'll spin it right now. What's it called again?
This is Soul Shine.
Here's Soul Shine on the 3 for 30. We'll be right back. All right, so our final track for the 3 for 30 is a Stevie Wonder track.
It's off Talking Book.
Right.
Talking Book is, which I like to say, and I'm proud of saying, was the album I lost my virginity to, which I think is pretty dope. But we'll get rid of that, and we won't need to talk about that part of it.
I like the fact that you brought that up,
and then
your
immediately
CD,
dismissed it.
On your CD says used. That's great.
It set a precedent for the rest of my life.
There you go. I'm all used up. Okay, so this is like the track that leads you on to what part? Like,
this is more so through what I've been through the last whatever.
Yeah.
One of the things that I've pulled back from is relationships.
Oh yeah.
Whether romantic or personal, you know, anything like that. And this is a song, I think, that for me kind of ties a little bit of hope through.
Okay.
Kind of, you know, helps me look through this idea that even though what you've gone through, you can still find somebody. You can still find somebody, and, you know, maybe not forever, right, but you can find somebody that connects in the moment and find somebody that will take you to the next step. And through, you know, this is a very timely interview. Through the last weekend that I've been through, it's been pretty eye-opening, pretty awakening, and having some ups and downs and having some, you know, realizing that I can kind of lose myself in somebody or in relationships again, or just lose myself again in something that I was enjoying.
Right.
I haven't really enjoyed a lot over the last few years. You know, I have find your moments of joy here and there.
Yeah.
But I believe I can fall in love with you, or I'm messing up with the title.
No, I
on
believe
that,
when
but,
I
yeah.
fall in love with you will be forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the end of High Fidelity.
Right.
It's the very tail end song, like the first credit song.
Uh-huh.
And every now and then you just feel kind of like John Cusack, you know? It feels like it's always raining on you. You feel like no matter what, your hair looks great.
Right.
You feel like you're always kind of going through something tumultuous. You feel like there's not really a brighter ending at most things. But at the tail end of it, Stevie Wonder can kind of pull you through.
Right.
Stevie Wonder, even though it came out in the 70s, can still have this somehow guiding light that connects you to all the loves that have ever existed in the world.
Okay.
You know, maybe a little verbose at that point. But,
yeah.
But it's definitely one of those things, that song that just, no matter how old I get, I still connect to it. No matter how far away I get from things that I think I am or I want to be, I can still come back to it. And it's just one of those things. I just love the way it sounds.
Right, yeah. So that's your third track then,
That's my third track.
Well, that's nice. That's really nice. I like your how you portrayed yourself with that song. That's good.
You know, I do what I can.
You do what you can. Max, thank you for coming on the segment for 3 for 30. And we're going to go out on right now. Stevie Wonder, I Believe When I Fall in Love, It Will Be Forever. Here in the 3 for 30.
Must never end, and with be erased when the truth and love are planted and firm. They won't be hard to find, and the words of love I speak to you will echo in my mind.
Core presentation there for you, Max Ray. With the great Stevie Wonder. Hey, 4 o'clock's approaching fast. Gonna get to a request. Andrew Listen from the Midwife Crisis after 4, and a lot of more cool music and all the other fun stuff. Here's Marillion Easter, a little prog rock for you.
The ghost of the mist was on the field.